Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black, year 2021. We are here, and Yana with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrep Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So you can give the Murray a call, have a yarn, 1-800-422-416, or text about the 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the Delhi country, I was welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, to Delhi, going to catch up with our funny man, the comedian, rapper, singer, dancer, storyteller, actor, hip-hop, didge player, pole dancer, all the above, Shawnee Chulbra. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. What a rap. That's how I always want to be introduced. That's why I understand people have a hype man.
Yeah, that's a hype man.
He wakes you up. If you go to mow that lawn and you kind of not feeling, you go, all right, we've got, you know, Shawnee, I'm going to mow the lawn. He's one of the greatest lawnmowers of all time, either, you know. And you just pump it up, you know. And he get out, he start mowing that lawn like...
You get fired up.
Don't. And you thought you was cheating because you thought, nah, I just want to do this in one go. I'm going to take the you know, the thing.
What's that?
Yeah, the catcher.
The catcher, yep.
You know, the catcher for the lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you'd like, nah, it's easy if I just go one time, you know what I mean? And because, you know, with a catcher, you're going to stop every couple of hours.
And you have to empty the catcher, that's right, yeah, to continue.
Empty the catcher. And you thought, nah, I'll just quickly thing out this, that way I can, bomber, I can quickly take off and go swim down a creek, you know? With all the umbrellas, you know?
And you fire up to mow the lawn, and that's without the whippersnapper. Yeah. That's just mowing the lawn,
everyone,
brother.
Would say, man, we was multi with that. That was, our lawnmowers was a whippersnapper too. We would turn it on. We was like, you know how them stunt cars drive on two wheels?
Yes.
We was doing that with lawnmowers, hedging.
Exactly. Exactly, brother. And adding to the tool.
We're tilting it.
To Delhi, my brother. Happy New Year to you, 2021. Look, the year that was, 2020, look, it turned our world upside down regarding the pandemic. It's still with us, so we still need to navigate through the world safely. But what does 21 hold for Shawnee Chulbra, my bro?
Well, you know what? I just, you know, after last year, which is only a couple of weeks ago.
That's right, yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Who knows what this year is going to say? So I'm at, and I normally like to have, you know, some sort of set in concrete, go see a clairvoyant or something.
That's right.
I don't know what, like, who knows what.
And it's a bit hazy at the moment, eh, with that clairvoyant.
Yeah, that clairvoyant, you know, and next minute, I said, I'm probably the only person who's ever paid a clairvoyant with a card, like my debit card.
Oh.
And I didn't even have money in it, so I had to, you know, like do installments, you know, afterpay.
And clairvoyant wouldn't even do afterpay for you, eh, bro?
No, they want it now. They following me around, like I had to go to all these different ATM, like, it was like, yeah, stand over man or something, you know?
Yeah, looking over your shoulder, look for the PIN number.
Yeah, look.
Knock off. So what's your plan then, brother, after the clairvoyant, if the clairvoyant's not at the table, what's your vision for your 21, my brother?
You know, I just think, you know, hopefully, you know, things do get better and, you know, we out of this, you know, the border closures and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it just goes back to normal. Isn't that weird? We want it to go back to normal.
Yeah, we do, bro. Right?
You know, but we also, like, we do like, you know, the, you know, like most of us, you know, we like the positivity, you know, of the energy of the world, you know, we want, you know, peace and all that stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, and that's probably what I'm looking to this year, is just have a, a great year of just peace. Because I already looked at Facebook and there's some people already fighting on that. I think it's too early.
Not now. Spread the love.
Yeah, we haven't even started the year.
He borrowed your lawnmower 3 months ago and he still got it. That yabba.
That's where they people have done that. Where they borrowed your lawnmower and then they forgot it. Yours, and then you got to borrow it back, and then they ask him, "Hey, when are you going to bring that mower back?"
Well, actually, it's mine.
They're locking up in a carload. You got all your family. Next, padlock on lawnmower. What are you fighting about? Not he stole his lawnmower. Bam, that's the whole thing, you know.
And look, that lawnmower can cut relationships, brother. I'm talking, clan mob. I mean, I'm talking. We're not talking forever, and you on our land now. You know, I mean, like, can really devastate relationships, eh, bro.
It sure can, you know, it sure can. My nephew, you're not going to believe this, he got caught stealing a lawnmower.
Of all the things?
Yeah, and you're not going to believe what his name is. Guess what his name is.
What
his
name?
It starts with V.
Victor. Victor got caught stealing a lawnmower.
How you got a name like that? It's like my mom, when she first bought a house, downstairs was a bar. You think she let anyone drink down there? No. It's like a good prison house. It's like a waste, you know what I mean?
No one drinking in my house. But you got a bar downstairs. Like, no one drinking in my house.
Yeah. They're going to waste.
Going to waste.
But it's like that. Your name Victor and you got to steal a lawnmower. Mm. Dad give you 78 hours community service. Guess what I'm doing?
Mowing lawns.
But you know, look, I just...
Hey, Victor might be listening. He might be hurt with this conversation there, my bruh.
He listening right now. He tuned in, 4K1G. Turned in.
Big shout out, 4K1G.
And he's tuned in and he's listening. And I know he's listening. And, you know.
So here, mind you telling that yarn.
If you're out there, Victor, come mow my lawn. Actually, mow everyone's lawn. But, you know, hey, we just want to wish everyone the best. You know, I can't, you know, predict what is the outcome of this year, but we just hopefully... Just everyone can, you know.
So you had a good break. Did you go anywhere for Christmas, my brother?
Where did I go? No, I spent it here. You know, we're a really deadly family. You know, I was there with all the brothers and, because my family not really, you know, not much, what do you call it, Christmas sort of thing. We sort of had one Christmas Eve, you know.
Mm.
And only one come out for that roast chicken and that. But that's okay, you know what I mean? You know, I don't expect too much from my family, you know what I mean?
Love them from where they're at.
Yeah, you know, and then I bought them all a little Christmas gift, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, and it was just little, you know, vouchers and stuff like that, you know?
Sure, yeah, that works, brother.
Yeah, my brother said, why would you even bother, you know?
Straight up. Yeah, he was hurt by the gift.
Nice, you know.
And what happened to it's a thought that counts?
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said, you know. Me and you should be riding Murray Hallmark.
That's right.
So I bought him something that he's going to use. I bought him a pack of 18. It's in a packet that you get at the reject store. Mm. 18. I never knew they sold this many.
Mm.
It's a pack of 18 cigarette lighters.
18 cigarette lighters. Because he's a smoker, is he?
And he's going to lose it, and he's going to... Yeah.
So he's a smoker, and that's what you're thinking. That would be an ideal Christmas present for him.
Yeah, and then I bought him a pair of thongs. And someone said, is that his size? And I said, they don't care. Have you been to Japan? Like, your heel, when you get that dumper truck, your heel is hanging right over the edge.
That's right. But it still protects the foot when you're walking over.
Favorite Japanese songs on. But basically, you know, I want to wish you, BBM, and BBC, Bell Biv DeVoe, and TLC, and ATM, put some money in there for me.
TAB.
Some mysterious money just came out of my account. You know, someone just got a number wrong that they were transferring from their Swiss bank account.
And they tried to get it back, rang the bank, tried to get the money back, but it was gone. The money was gone.
Man, I'd be gone, all right. I'd be in...
withdrawal straight away.
Yeah, I'll be buying that whole busload, you know, because that bus pull up there, you know, the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be painting that bus too, you know, put everyone's hands all over it, you know, put some ochre. Yeah.
represent. So, look, a good year for you, my brother, and you'll travel safe, my brother, and keep the laughter up for our mob.
Yeah, you know what there is this year? My first gig back is in the beautiful Woorabinda.
Okay, like, big shout out, Woorabinda.
Yeah.
You got a gig there, have you? Yep, yep.
Want to say a big hello to the mayor, a.k.a. my cousin, Joshua Weasel.
Yes.
And also me and Bush Tucker Bungie, Gabriel Willie, will be, you know, doing the 26th of January down there, and we will be rocking it.
Invasion Day.
Asian Day.
Invasion Day, 26th January, brother.
I was thinking it was Asian Day because it was like Chinese New Year or something.
No, nothing like that, brother.
I was thinking, yeah.
So big shout out to Bush Tucker Bungie. Hope that brother find that deadly blonde wig, deadly hairdo.
Yeah, yeah. And what's his name? And then after that, I mean, it's my first. I wasn't really counting on any gigs this year, and that came true, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I might cruise there, yeah? And then also the All-Stars.
Oh, yeah, that's right, and that's happening in Townsville. Cowboys home ground. That's in February, yes. Yeah. You'll be there for that?
You know, I'll be there. I've bought boots just in case. Just in case someone get ankle tapped. And the leg is like one end, you know? The kneecap facing
they cut the big toe using lawnmower. Well, then you're available is what you're saying. You got your boots ready to go, Shawnee Chilbra.
Yeah, I'm mowing the lawn.
Which you'd be a good little winger, brother. A little skinny, bony leg there along the sideline, scoring in the corner.
I would be. I would be good because you know, like I think I'd be right on there, you know. But I don't know how quick I am these days. Like I'm 51, but I still feel really quick, you know.
Well, you look quick, brother.
Yeah, like I'm pretty quick, you know. I walk fast and, you know, and you know, I do things very, very fast. Like when I eat, I end up with indigestion. Everything's fast.
Well, I know. How many times you come BBM, make your cup of tea, and you sip the tea, and you walk around, and you greet the people, and you come back and another sip the tea, and then you keep sit down and drink your tea. I get wild with you there.
Yeah, and then I go back to that tea, and I said, Jackie, this tea cold.
Complaint. Put a complaint in it straight away to the board of directors. Give me cold tea. My brother, listen, you travel safe. All the best to you, my brother. Keep in touch. We'll be on throughout the year, 2021. We'll make it deadly, my brother, eh?
Yeah, and you know what? I make sure you put a bottle of soy milk in the fridge for when I come up because I often get, like, you know, like a copper bit of flack for being healthy, Murray, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they get soy milk. And one old woman said to me, you know, that ain't blackfella milk. I don't know what blackfella milk is, but she said that ain't blackfella milk. Mm. And I think all the Murrays out there who give me flag, you know, when they said milk was good for calves, I think they got the wrong calves. It was for baby calves, you know what I mean?
Not the ankle calf. No, that's right.
Yeah, we'll see you shaking them bony leg at Laura.
Because you still got the maverick original leg and the bony calf muscle there. I love you, my brother. Love you. You take care, brother.
You take care. All right.
One love. Two cuss. Too beautiful. That's Shawnee Chilbra, a funny man, comedian, rap singer, dancer, storyteller, actor, hip-hop, digi player, and all the above. Look, too deadly. Out there sprinkling his magic about laughter. Best medicine we got, your mob. So, if you need a gig happening and you need a performance, performer, then he's the man who can do the performance, and that's Shawnee Chilbra. Too deadly. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Baka. Black sister, where you going, how you doing, where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By your means, stay on your own, you gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of G's. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin king. Raise strong black kids, prevent drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Ha! Stand strong like the matriarchy. And hit her, I'm higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me.
the juice. You're too deadly, sister, go and hang your head in a noose. I know you're sick and tired of dealing with the drugs and abuse. You're too strong, my sister, you know the deep of her roots. Black woman in a white man's world, it's tough. Being sexualized, she's always left. That's enough, you worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying bad sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity, that's it in question. So they grow up tough. Aim higher even though you grew up in hard knocks. And show your babies what it feels like when you truly are loved. And let me tell you something, you ain't defined by your past. They tried to judge me for it, look who gets to have a last laugh. Cause I go hard, throwing stones surrounded by glass. When get you nowhere, I ain't even ashamed of my scars. I'm a proud black sister, so don't ever get it twisted. They was aiming at my downfall, but they missed and turned to misfits. I'm really quite exquisite and my sisters keep it busy. We rocking out our culture with our elders as our witness. Let me break it down so you get it stuck in your head. A black woman raised you, so don't you ever forget. And I ain't bagging out my brothers are warriors. But if you can't respect your titters, don't expect us to honor ya.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
So unreal, like the wind in the desert. G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, Too Deadly Mob, Too Deadly. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Daily track there, Sunshine on a Rainy Day by Christine Arnoux. Big shout out, sister. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Hope you say we are 2021 and moving forward. 2020 has left us, but we are still in the pandemic, you mob, so need to abide by the rules and wash your hands constantly. Continue to do that and out and about. Try and keep your 1.5 metres away from other people. Wear a mask if you need to and if you got to, especially down there in the southern states. We're going to catch up a yarn very soon with Karen Patterson. She's the general manager at NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and talk about the Brisbane lockdowns and how it affects the mob there in Brisbane and for people flying into our city up here in Cairns. But where we are in this beautiful big island of ours, we need to operate safely. There's no vaccine as such for the pandemic, for the virus, COVID-19. So we need to operate with caution, you mob. Have you say yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray call, let's have a yarn. Let's go to Busby Maru, Naba Norem. Do enjoy.
To the soul water deep diving, pearls left the straits, sailing over top our Cairo Sea. Well, fell to work in a few good sugar cane. Heard the whistle calling from a railroad train. Your story feels like home to me. My wonders, I think I'll see. Wish I could hear you play.
Naba Norem, that's Buzzy Maru here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416. As I said, we're going to catch up now with Karen Patterson, General Manager and NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and talk about the Brisbane lockdown. A very good morning, my sister. How are you, Karen?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. We are free at last.
Free at last. We'll get into that, my sister. Look, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, Karen?
Okay, so Mama Wagadagam and Miriam. So I'm from the Torres Strait.
Yes.
Been living on mainland Australia since 1990.
Way back then.
Yes. Way back then, yes, exactly. So, yes, currently living on Jagera Turrbal land here in southeast Queensland.
Good, my sister,
Brisbane,
good.
Or Meanjin. Yep.
Now, you're the general manager NERS. How long have you been holding the reins there, my sister?
Well, I've been acting, but I officially...
We say don't act, don't act.
But I officially became the general manager, I suppose, on the on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Wouldn't you know? So, good. Yeah. Definitely. So, basically, yeah, nearly 4 months, nearly 1 month official as
yes.
the general manager here.
Well, good on you. You've been in industry for a long time, my sister, and good to have you at the reins there at NERS. Now, Brisbane lockdowns, how are you mob cruising there in regard to the lockdown in Brisbane?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously it stems from that cleaner who contracted that highly contagious UK version of coronavirus. And so the Queensland health authorities and the government responded very quickly, obviously, to obviously try and stop what's happening over in the UK occurring here in southeast Queensland. And so, you know, they immediately declared the lockdown from 6 p.m. last Friday and then obviously till Monday, yesterday, 6 p.m. We were obviously all sort of conscious about what the news was going to be, what the outcome was going to be after that outcome, because on the Friday, people just went into panic mode.
No more toilet paper for the weekend.
I know, it was like, but the thing is, you know, they were like, you know, loading up on toilet paper, but they're also loading up on flour and rice. And I don't know about you, but that kind of stuff, that kind of food stuff tends to block you up. So I don't know what you need toilet paper for.
Well, exactly.
So, too funny. Most Brisbaneites, and you know, and we're talking also the greater Brisbane area, because this also included Ipswich, Logan, Redlands Bay, and Moreton Bay regional local councils. So the place was just quiet. There was hardly any traffic on all the major roads, and you know, after all the panic buying on Friday. The Saturday, you know, my husband, he said he wanted down to the shops there to just pick up some groceries, because that was only the only reason that you were allowed to go out, you know, as part of the lockdown.
And you had to be masked up, didn't you?
Yeah, he had to be masked up as well, but it was deserted.
Oh.
So everybody went stupid on the Friday.
And nothing on the shelves.
And then, nothing on the shelves. And then Saturday comes around. Obviously, some places had restocked, but nobody came.
Yeah.
Our local butcher, they even shut up shop and had to restock. That's so frenzied was the buying. It was like anybody thought there was a cyclone bearing down.
Yeah, exactly.
On Brisbane, the way people were carrying on, that, you know, we were going to be shut down for 6 months or something like that. So. Yeah, it seemed like a little bit of an overreaction from some local residents. But, you know, at the end of the day, that lockdown period, the, you know, authorities are quite happy because, well, they've only been able to, you know, people have gone and got tested and stuff like that. And over that period of time, I think there's only been one new case, and that happened to be the partner of the cleaning lady.
Yes.
Yeah. So now they're sort of looking for, you know, doing contract tracing with people that have been to a Bunnings at Acacia Ridge, and I think I'm not sure which, a liquor store also sort of in the area.
And that just shows, Karen, that's why it's important. That's, like I said, the different world we're living at the moment. So if you go to a restaurant and they want you to snap the information on your phone, do what you need to do to keep us all safe. So if something does break out, then they can bring it all, collate it all together and fix the problem, so to speak, you know. Some people get really frustrated regarding putting their name down or writing it down manually, all the details. But like I said, it's the world we live in, ASIS.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and they do make, you know, concessions as well, because not everybody has got a smartphone. I'm thinking particularly like the elderly, like they don't have a smartphone. So, you know, you just record your name down and your contact details the traditional way before, you know, mobile phones came about and all that kind of stuff. So, So the lockdown is now over, of course, but there's still restrictions in place. For instance, here in the newsroom, because our office is quite small, we're required to, you know, still wear masks in the office because, you know, we can't do the, the physical distancing that's required in the office. So everyone wears masks. We obviously wipe down all of the surfaces after we've touched it and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, you know, if someone is feeling sick, a bit cough or flu-y or whatever, stop home.
Exactly.
Work, you know, remotely from home. And,
Well, the phrase they use, you know, we are all in this together. So that means we all got to do our bit in regard. Yes. If you are feeling sick, then stop home, and constantly wash your hand, wear the mask if you need to. And if restrictions are lifted, then we can go a little bit at ease, but still be cautious.
Yeah, Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we as a, you know, organisation, I think we've been acting responsibly. Obviously, we've been keeping people up to date with what's happening.
Yes.
This is not only, obviously, of the Queensland situation, but what's happening in New South Wales, in Victoria as well. So,
well, globally, we've done well, but especially here in Queensland, we've done well, you know.
Yes.
We need to still operate that way.
We have. I'll be coming up your way, so hopefully...
Good.
With this testing and all that kind of stuff that's still going on, I'll be able to travel, or there's no change in the situation that might stop me from travelling up north, because I'm sure you mob don't want us six southeast Queenslanders coming up there and bringing our
Drop it for a cup of tea north. But if you're coughing, then just FaceTime my sister.
Yeah, for sure.
Zoom us.
It's been certainly a different experience from the last lockdown, which was back in March of last year. When we had that sort of national sort of response from the Australian government. So but it's good. It's become the norm now. We just know what to do.
Exactly.
And wearing masks, if in doubt, just wear your mask whenever you're out. I mean, some people were complaining about wearing your mask while you're exercising and stuff like that. And, I think they're kind of the exceptions.
Sure.
But usually, if you're unsure, you can go to the Queensland Health website, and it's quite, got all that information in there when you should and shouldn't. Particularly if you've got mob listening now who are coming down to Brisbane for travel, kids returning back soon for those ones that go to school down south here. Just, for those parents, check with Queensland Health just to see what the situation is.
Yeah, for sure.
And the good thing is I don't think too many people were... there were a few parties that were broken up.
There you go.
I don't know if there were blackfella parties, but there were a few parties that were broken up. And the police were... I think they handed out a few masks as well.
A few masks? Did they really?
Yeah.
So but here's the mask.
They weren't able... They couldn't arrest you if you had turned up in public without a mask and stuff like that, because I think that this is my understanding, could be completely wrong, but the legislation hadn't been introduced to Parliament.
Sure, okay, gotcha, yeah.
So what they were doing was just saying, here's a mask.
Well, that's great for the officers Queensland Police doing their bit. So not arresting you, but here's a mask. Have a good time, party safe.
Exactly.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, when you think about it, they're sort of, first response people as well. And
of course.
Yeah, even though my relationship with Queensland Police over the years leave a lot to be desired, I think in this way, and not that I'm saying that it was black followers that were given masks out.
The gesture.
Yeah, but these are the things, I guess, also, organisers of... Particularly with Invasion Day, 26th January coming up, they're going to have to be thinking about making sure that people got masks and that they're, distanced appropriately, and they've got the, hand sanitizers and all that kind of stuff happening as well. I know that last year, was it last year? Might have been the NAIDOC March. They had to do that. That was the first real test, and. Or it might have actually been a Black Lives Matter rally.
Sure. Now, what's your thought on the Prime Minister changing one word in the national anthem, the second line there, for "We are one and free" instead of "young and free"? One word.
It boils down to. Not even.
Yeah, she reckons.
It's going to change one word. I mean, the
that will bring us all together.
Is
your thought? You giggle about it. Yep.
One and free.
One and free. Yep. Fantastic. Yeah, well, here we come, arriving up very soon to the date, 26th of January. Australia Day, and a lot of our people still call it Invasion Day, and are pushing for a change, yes?
Yeah, well, it's about changing the date too, it's like, I think many commentators have said over the time, it's like turning up at your, turning up at a cemetery or something and dancing on somebody's grave.
Mm, well, it's the other example they've given is like the asking the Jews to celebrate Holocaust Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So that's where we're coming from.
Mm, exactly. So if you don't understand that, then, you know.
Mm.
Yes.
Food for thought, my sister. Food for thought. So you've got some time coming up that you're taking time off, are you?
Yes. So I'm going to pop in and say hello to you, Mob.
Please do.
BBM.
Please do. So are we a week, couple of weeks?
Oh, no. Just there for a short stay.
Okay. Good. Looking forward to seeing you, my sister. And thank you for sharing. And all the best to the Mob Dead Nurse.
No worries. We'll do.
Take care, sis.
All right.
Yeah, well. Two deadly beautiful yarn there. That's Karen Patterson, General Manager at NERS, National Jews Radio Service, and just touching base regarding the movement in Brisbane, regarding the Brisbane lockdowns. They are free, is what she sung out there, in regards to the lockdown happened last Friday and up till Monday. Now they can travel around at ease, but still with caution. And we all need to do the same in regard to the pandemic. Have you say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation. We've 15 minutes left on the program here with National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And call the number yard with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give us a call, have your say. Let's go to Deadly's crew, Sherberg. Big shout out to your mob there, Sherberg. Too deadly.
De namone.
We the Sherberg Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the sky like a wing I pack.
We're thinking of the clouds, listening to the rhythms, and we're moving with the beat. The sun has risen on our dreams, the future is near. It looks so bright when our vision is crystal clear. We like to work hard and we like to play games. When we dance at the disco, we got no shame. Names in lights, live large, live strong. When you're smart and you're deadly, you can't go wrong.
We the Sherberg Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the sky like a wing attack.
My name is Makira, got a deadly dream. So much better than the trouble that I've already seen. What I wanna become, I put my rhymes in my life. Wanna be a scientist, helping animals in strife.
We the Sherberg Girls, the deadliest crew. We sing and we dance, that's what we do. We talk about our dreams on a funky track. I'm coming up the sky like a wing attack.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
What's good? Shout out to the homie DJ Darren on this one. Had to get Naka, Jaga RZA. Let's go. Feeling good right now. First Nations, let's go. Can never claim to keep a gangster, no need to prove it. Every minute, every second of the way needs a movement. We solid, we do it, we did it, we go. So fresh, I think the English is my second language. But no, I'm certain for them land rights, power to the people. Shoot that go in a winner, so remain equal. Ha, and they ain't gotta kill my vibe. But real, recognize real when the truth cries. Hey. One for them land rights, two, make him vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor. One for them land rights, two, make him vibe more. All around the world, now report to the dance floor.
I let go.
Resume, ticking off the meter. Straight to the dance floor, Shoka Siva. They realize that we're vibing with indigo. Capitalize, so now we're hitting the centerfold. Anecdote, visualize I'm making in panico. Bucket up a last ride, rapid again and go. sick, yeah, let's make him wilder. With that poly good shoulder shrug, test my style.
Yeah, beautiful voice of Aunty Cindy Drummond, based in Sydney. Big shout out, Aunty Cindy. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. About 8 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black comes to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Just had a deadly yarn with Karen Patterson, who's the General Manager of NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and talk about the Brisbane lockdown. You mob in Brisbane. Brisbane Blacks, hope you're well and stay safe. That's what the message is, and I need to abide by the rules that are in place in regard to the pandemic. Yarn Up Strong here, 1 hour program of National Talk Black. It's coming time. Murray got to sign off here very soon, and we're back in the hot seat again tomorrow. A voice for our people. Until our First Nation radio station across the country, Deadly Black Network, delivering all our yarns, all our stories, all our music, and all our culture. Very strong, using the voices of our people through radio. So, yeah, have your say, 1-800-422-416. 24-7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and also 24-7 with their Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, Too Deadly. Here's Yarrabah, Denise Rose. Big shout-out, Yari. Hope you're well. Too Deadly, you mob.
and the didgeridoos blend with guitars. Shake a leg, dance on the moon and stars over the range in Yarraba. Meanwhile, across the bay, nightlife again seems a world away when you're over the range, over the range in Yarraba.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Dennis Rose there, Yarraba. Good morning, Yarraba. Hope you're well, your mob too deadly. This is Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, signing off with National Talk Black. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, your mob. Too deadly.
This land is mine. All the way to the old fence line. Every break of day I'm working hard just to make it pay. This land is mine. I sign on the dotted line. Campfires on the creek bed. They won't take it away. They won't take it away from me.